This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. How do you feel about getting old? Aging was not seen by the early Christians as a problem, you know, that they had to solve. The whole of the New Testament had that respect, and the old people were part of the community. And there was the caring for the widows, honouring the elderly, imitating their faith, and thanking God for their faithfulness. You know, you read verses like, "Do not rebuke the older man, but exhort him as you would a father." So you have this very nice reference to looking after people. 2 Timothy chapter 5, you can see that. And so in our youth-obsessed culture, the elderly, I guess, can feel a bit put aside, and they're expected, you know, to keep up with the younger generation. But I wonder, for Christians today, old age is not a dead-end street. And I want to say that if you're old listening to me this morning, as we age, we can still grow spiritually. That's the wonderful thing. The Apostle Paul actually said this to the Corinthians, "Do not lose heart, though outwardly we're wasting away. Yet," he said, "inwardly we are being renewed day by day." That's 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. And he said to the Ephesians that we can progressively succeed in putting off the old self and putting on the new self to be made new in the attitude of our minds. So whatever your age is, it's got nothing to do with your mind. I mean, if you're focused, God can still bless you. The Holy Spirit can help us. So I think it's helpful to know that we're never too old to serve God. It was Dr. Frankl, who suffered unspeakable horror in the Nazi concentration camps years ago, says in his writings that there's no reason to pity old people. And he said this, "Instead, young people should envy them." That's what he said. Why? He said, because seniors have something that young people don't possess. And he says that they have realities of the past, their plans and their values. And that's what he said. I think it makes a lot of sense. St. Augustine, and his classical book Confessions, calls memory a vast court. And the elderly have a rich storehouse of memories. There are lots of things that as you get older you can reflect on. So what an opportunity for our youth to tap into the memories of their grandparents, for example. The Christian faith, so often it can be passed down from one generation to the next, and that's a wonderful thing. Where would the church be without the older person? There's no substitute for some old people in the church who pass on their wisdom to the younger generation. That's far better than young people criticizing them. So I'm saying that the church couldn't be the church without the elderly. They are the essential elements of the story of the church. They're all part of the family of God. Now, there are some people who have this phobia about aging. They see that the retirement and those years can be a time of boredom and uselessness. But this need not be the case. Old age is not just a time to relax and just play golf, as I said the other day. Or is it a time to reminisce about the past? And there's nothing wrong with that, providing you don't stay in the past. But I think as we get older, we must continue to pursue this idea of serving other people, to conform our own lives to the pattern of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who emptied himself, the scriptures say, he became obedient even to the point of death for our sake, as Paul says in Philippians. So our Lord never promised his followers an easy path. The way of discipleship for him led to the cross. Now, of course, not every senior is able to volunteer for mission work or church work. Some have health problems, of course, physical disabilities. But what they can do is pray for others and offer their friendship. So we become aware of the swift passing of the years. But can I say today that every day is a gift from God? God is there with us. We can identify with Martin Luther, who said, "In the purpose of God, this world is only a preparation and a scaffolding for the world to come." How true that is. Well, Heavenly Father, sometimes we're stuck for words. We don't know the right thing to say. But what it is, Lord, we need encouragement, particularly for those who are getting older. Bless them today with good health and your rich presence. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.